I'm excited, folks. I tell you what, this Friday night we had a old time cottage prayer meeting in our Sunday school class and went out to a home and we just had a good time praying. And I hope every class will schedule a couple of cottage prayer meetings and start praying for our revival. April the 29th, I believe it is, to May 1st. Brother Bob called yesterday and set up the time and everything with me and when he would be in the DFW to pick him up. And I told him, I said, listen, Brother Bob, we're praying for you right now. And he said, praise the Lord for a church that prays. Listen, he's only a youth emphasis is on Sunday night, I believe it is. I want you all to come, though, and we're going to have a crowd full. But he's going to preach towards youth that night, and that includes me, too, and all of you. So then Monday night, I think it is Sunday school night, I want everyone, every Sunday school class, wouldn't it be nice if every Sunday school class had 100% of their class here and just sat together out there in a class, you know, invite people to come with your class and sit. And let's see how many we can get. And then Tuesday night is pack a pew night. Boy, I told you, we ain't did that in a long, long time. And he said, oh, it's going to be good, Brother Booney. It's going to be good. And then Wednesday night, children's night, and oh, it's going to be great. And then during the day, Sunday school classes are going to fix lunch, and we're going to have a Bible study out in the gym, and he'll bring that. So we're looking forward. I've already invited a couple of guys to come try to sit on my pew, and we're going to do more. You get somebody to come and be a part of that great time together. It's going to be a good time. Turn, if you will, this morning in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. That is the first book of the New Testament. Thirteen chapters into that book, verse 44. I love these little parables. It says this, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which when a man found and hid for the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, today, God, we're so glad that we can come into your house and worship you. And Lord, we understand that if you do not speak to our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we won't understand. And if we don't open our hearts to your word, we won't understand. So, Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit quicken these words to our heart to meet each one of us at the point of our need this morning. And God will give you the praise and the glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I was thinking something like this the other day. I was thinking about the ones that have gone on before, that have passed on. Man, we've lost a lot of good people in our church over the years. And I was just thinking about something I saw, and Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And then I thought to myself, is there a heaven? Is there a heaven? And Jesus would say, oh yeah, there's a heaven. There is a heaven. And he says this, you better pay attention and prepare yourself for heaven. Now, I want you to think about that this morning. Are you prepared for heaven? You see, the Bible says that appointed unto man wants to die and then the judgment. Every single one in here today will die. Unless the Lord comes back and we carry it on to heaven, But, you know, we're going to die otherwise. It's just appointed that way. You know, Jesus has been talking about his kingdom and his kingdom of heaven and what it's all about. And some were asking, how would one become a citizen or a part of that kingdom? Well, that's a good question. How do you become a part of the kingdom of God? And I think if you look through the Bible, you'll find something like this. Was it by heritage? Did you just inherit your ability to go to heaven? You see, Paul answered that in Philippians 3, 4, and 5. Listen to what he says. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. He says, you know, if anyone could receive the kingdom of heaven or go to heaven because of the heritage, it would be me. But he goes on and says, you can't do that. Heritage will not get you there, Paul says. And then we often think, well, is it just a good life? And I think that answers that in verse 6. He says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, I was blameless. So he says, no, you know, being of good life will not get you into heaven. And then he looks at something else and he says, what about the citizenship? What about the citizenship? You know, Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ by night. He was a Pharisee, and he said, Lord, we know that you're a good teacher. He says, how can I get into the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus says, Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's the only way, Nicodemus, that you can get into heaven. You must be born again. And then to the rich young ruler. You know, the rich young ruler was a guy. He said, Master, what should I do? What can I do to inherit eternal life? And you know what Jesus says? Well, you know the commandments, don't you? And he said, well, Lord, I've kept all the commandments and done all these things ever since I was born. And Jesus said to him, go sell all that you have, give it to the poor and follow me. And he went away sad, didn't he? So having goods and all of this is not going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, is there a heaven? Yes, there is a heaven. It is as real as this building right here. And Jesus says, if you want to go to my heaven, if you want to go to the home that I've got prepared for you, then here's how it must be done. You must be born again. Well, see, they were thinking, well, if you can't be like Paul and have a great heritage, if you can't be like Nicodemus, a Pharisee keeping all the law, if you can't live a good life, if you can't make it with all the wealth that you have, how in the world are you going to get to heaven? Who can be saved if these guys couldn't be saved? And Jesus starts talking about this value of the kingdom of heaven, and it's realized in this point of discovering and seeking for it. You see, people of all walks of life today are searching for and striving for to discover that field in their life of hope, a field in their life of happiness, a field in their life of forgiveness. And I just imagine you're here this morning, and some of you are searching for those things. You would like a peace in your life. Maybe your life is in turmoil, and you know it's in turmoil. Maybe you're searching for that forgiveness and that happiness that just seems to elude you. It's there, you know. You've seen other people with that happiness in their life. But somehow or the other, you seem to miss out on that. You just can't quite get a hold of that. Oh, if I only could make sure of that hope in my life. If only I could purchase like this field of dreams that I'm seeking with all my heart. If only I could do that, then preacher, I would be happy in life. Is it maybe your field is yourself? You're seeking your own self for happiness or your family. Maybe your kingdom of heaven is like that treasure hidden in the field, and that is the money that you have, and you're counting on that bringing you happiness in your life. Or maybe it's your job that you put all your time into. Man, if I work for 30-something years in my job and then I can retire with all of the benefits and everything, oh, that will be glory for me. If I could just have a great retirement with a new house, a new car, a new boat out in the yard, what is that thing that you are seeking this morning? What is that one hope that you have that you value more than any other thing? Would you be willing to this morning give it up to obtain that happiness in the kingdom of heaven? I don't think there's anything that I've got, and I've got a lot of things in life, but I don't think it's anything that I got that I would not just trade for the kingdom of heaven right now. You see, this old earth is getting pretty bad shape, amen? It's pretty bad shape. If you're putting all your hope in this old world, you can just look around you and see what a mess, you know, in 30 more years, you won't want it. You'll be willing to give it all up. I'll tell you. Luke 12:21 says, so is he that lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. If you're laying up treasure for yourself, you'll never be happy. The happiest people I see today in this world is the ones that are really wanting to give their life to Christ so that they can help others. You know that? People helping others. Now that brings you happiness. I heard a fellow one day said, you know, if I can just make someone else happy for a short time, then I feel good about it. And that's a good thing to do. Just help somebody else be happy. And you know, the greatest gift that you can give someone else is Jesus Christ. Now, you're going to have an opportunity, we talked about it a while ago, in this revival to bring lost people to Christ. Man, that is a great thing to do. Bring the lost to Jesus Christ. Just ask your friends and your neighbors and everyone that you know that's lost and those that are saved that you think are saved, ask them to come and pack a pew with you one night. And boy, I tell you what, Brother Bob's going to preach a good message, I guarantee you. But the kingdom here in this passage of Scripture is discovered in verse 44. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus is telling this parable, is like a treasure hidden in a field. Here we found a man who has discovered a treasure hidden in this field. Now, back in the days, they tell me, I wasn't there, but in the days of the Depression, we had a lot of people that would take their money, and they didn't want to put it in a bank because banks failed, and they would lose everything. But you know what? They hid it in jars. And here they didn't have banks, so they hid it in pots, and they put it out in a where they would bury it. They'd know where it was at, so nobody would find it. And then sometimes those people died and nobody knew where that jar with all that treasure was. We went over to see our son in China a few years back, and we went to see the terracotta soldiers. The terracotta soldiers is over 6,000 men, horses, and chariots that this king back years ago made this vast army of soldiers and horses. You just got to see it to realize it. And they have six buildings bigger, as big as the stadium of Texas Stadium. Can you imagine that? Covered. A little Chinese man was plowing his garden and digging for a water hole, and he was digging with something, and he heard something that broke when he dug down in it. And it sounded unusual. So he got to looking, and he found the head of this clay soldier. And they started digging that up slowly, and they found over 6,000 soldiers that this king had made to protect him in the afterlife. Here in America, that man would have been rich off his find. But in China, he didn't get that. They set him in a room in one of those buildings, and when you come around, he would shake your hand because he found them. And the government there just gives him a little wage off of it each month. He's still poor after finding a find like that. But that's what this man did. He's found this treasure hidden in a field. You know, they were familiar with that story, and as Jesus told that, they knew what he was talking about. Sometimes at death, that treasure wasn't found, and this man's discovery was an exceeding valuable discovery. Doesn't say how much or what, but it was a treasure that he was willing to take all that he owned. He sold everything he had, and he bought that field. Now, those who discover the kingdom of heaven without seeking it sometimes are like Paul. He wasn't really seeking the kingdom of heaven. He was on his way to destroy a church there. Yet God struck him down with light. You see, he found the kingdom of heaven. He discovered that of Christ. But some say this treasure is the gospel of Christ, who is ever so precious. Let me tell you something. In parts of the world, in the United States, we own a lot of these. I don't know, but I probably got at least 20 of them myself. But in parts of the world, people just want one little Bible. When we went to Africa, we gave little New Testament tracts out to people and little Bibles to people. They didn't have one. And when, oh, it was so precious to have the Word of God in their language. And they wanted that so bad. And you know what? When they find Christ in that Word of God, and Christ touches their heart, and they come into the kingdom of heaven, oh, let me tell you, the message of Christ is valuable to them. And it ought to be that way to us. We ought to cherish the moment that we can walk in those doors on Sunday morning with Bible in our hand and start reading the Word of God and letting the Word of God speak to our heart. You see, a man's eyes of what is valuable to Christ is that understanding that no matter how bad it might be down here, one day we know how it's going to end up. And we'll spend an eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you can understand the great value of it. Well, he tucks it away, puts it in his heart, and he approaches Christ when we find out or we discover the message of gospel, and we make a decision in our life. I never will forget. It was such a wonderful time when I come to know Jesus Christ and invited Christ into my heart. Oh, let me tell you, I committed all to Him that day. All to Him, and there's nothing that I have in this world that I would trade for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, He means all the world to me. I love that old song, "The Treasure of Salvation." Knowing that one day, no matter how bad it may be down here, I will be in heaven with my Lord and Savior. And while I'm down here, I can enjoy knowing that I have the abundant life. You see, we can experience that. And we can experience completeness in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we can experience the fruits of the Spirit, which is love and joy and all of those things that we have in Jesus Christ. Those things are so valuable to us as a Christian. And this man said it was worth all for knowing Christ. We have that treasure of the gospel in us. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ this morning, wouldn't you like to trust Him for your salvation? It was a free gift. He gave His Son on the cross. Can you imagine? Oh, someone said, Brother Dennis preached on that one night. God so loved you that He gave His Son. Can you imagine someone giving their only Son to die on a cross for an old sinner like you and I? But that's what God did. He loved you so much that He was willing to send His Son to die for us. And all you have to do is receive Him into your heart. You see, He's paid the price. You don't have to die and go to hell no more. I never will forget, I was preaching over that in Zambia. That's where we was at. We were preaching in Zambia, several of us here, Brother Bill and Teddy and I don't know who else, but we were preaching in Zambia, and we were talking to people about the Lord and how, you know, He would come into your life, and He was so valuable to us. And let me tell you, by the hundreds and hundreds, people would come and receive Him. They wanted that hope. You know, they didn't have much hope there. Like someone said this morning, they were going to die about 40 years old. That's it. But they wanted that hope of heaven. They wanted that eternal life, and they were willing to come and just stand for hours to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when I talked about the old devil hating us and wanting to kill us and take us to hell, and how God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross, He made that sacrifice. Oh, man, many of them just came weeping, wanting Christ in their life. They had found that valuable treasure. They had found that valuable treasure. And it says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. And I want to ask you this morning, have you found the kingdom? Have you hid it in your heart? Have you received it with all your life? We sing Sunday morning, last week, I believe, "I Surrender All." And every time I hear that, I wonder if we're really singing that with meaning. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender. Man, when you sing that, that means you're willing to give up everything you have for that kingdom. And then the kingdom searched in verse 45. It says, he goes on. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. I believe Jesus puts forth the parable to ask, are we searching for His kingdom? You see, there's a merchant in a pearl business, and he's searching for pearls to buy. He's looking at all these pearls. In all his searching, he finds a pearl. Man, it's the most beautiful pearl that he's ever seen. It's that great price on that pearl. And like the man who found the treasure, he's willing to sell all he has to buy that one pearl that exceeds all the others in beauty. No flaws in it, you see. Jesus says, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Listen, all around us are people this morning who are searching for the kingdom, and they're searching for spiritual fulfillment, but they're searching in the wrong place. I see it on television all the time. They're searching in the wrong place. Some are trying to find a truth that will lead them to some experience, and they're missing out on what the Bible says, the kingdom of heaven. But when we find that pearl of great price, are we willing to give up everything we have to buy it? You know, have you ever tried to put a puzzle together? I used to love to put puzzles together, but just about every time I'd put a puzzle together, my grandmother was always buying puzzles at garage sales. Don't buy a puzzle at a garage sale. You know why? Because there's always a piece or two missing, folks. They wouldn't be wanting to sell it if it wasn't. And I'd say, Mama, I have looked all over his table and I can't find that piece that fits right here. And she said, well, honey, look for another piece of it. That might be missing. And I'm thinking, might be missing. It's not here. Why did you try to buy this thing to put together? But you know what? That's the way some people are in seeking Jesus Christ. They're looking at everything out there in this world to bring them happiness, and it's not there. They're looking in the wrong places. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. God says, if you want to find me, you got to look in the right place. You see, how do we find him? He says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You won't find it out there in the honky-tonks and the bars and the singing and the all that other stuff that goes out in the world. You won't find that pearl of great price there. You'll find it in the righteous way of life. Listen, those who hunger and thirst will find the priceless value of the kingdom. It's when you really hunger and thirst after the Word of God and after Christ, you'll find him. In the parable, we must take it into account. The discovery here, the pearl, the response is found, the joy in the finding it, and the commitment. He sold all that he had. And folks, that's what we must do. We must search, we'll find it, and commit our lives to Jesus Christ. In the story of the rich young ruler, Jesus said, okay, you've kept all of these things, go sell all that you have and follow me. And his response was one of dejection and rejection for salvation. You see, it was not the greater value to him. The greatest value to him was more things that he could gain and what he had. And if it meant giving that up, he said, well, no thanks. And you know, I don't understand people. They're looking for happiness, and they come to church and they see somebody that's really saved and living for Christ, and they're happy in Christ. But they say, and you tell them, you know, when I asked Christ to come into my life, he made me complete. and I have him in my life, that's the reason I'm happy. And they'll say, oh, well, that's not the answer I was looking for. And then they leave out, lost as they were when they came in. This man found that great pearl. And again, let me say this morning, are you seeking the kingdom of heaven? He went and sold all that he had. Are you willing to sell out this morning for Jesus Christ? Now, let me say something. When I talk about selling out, he might want to call you to missions. He might want to call you to preach. He might want to call you just to commit yourself to witnessing or teaching or whatever. He might just want you to come and sit on a pew and tell people about Jesus Christ. I don't know what he wants you to do. But you ought to be willing to sell out to Jesus Christ. Whatever God wants me to do, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And you know, many times I hear people say that, well, I sold out to Jesus, and you know what? I'm still working at the same old job I worked at before I was saved, but now I'm happy about it, and I'm telling people about Jesus Christ. That may be all he wants you to do. You may be just doing fine, but give him your life, and you'll do better. You'll tell people about Jesus Christ. Sell out for him. Let people know by the way you live that you're saved and you love Jesus. You see, the kingdom of heaven is not real estate that we can purchase, but a spiritual kingdom that can only be entered into by confession of faith in Jesus Christ. I love him with all my heart. I want you to go there too. I want you to have heaven in your life. I want you to know when you leave out of here, if you don't make it back tonight, maybe something happens, you have a car wreck. I want to know that, you know, they're in heaven now because they gave their life to Jesus Christ. In order to grow spiritually, you see, we must grow out of love with ourselves and the world and in love with Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Just to grow in love with Jesus Christ. To value the kingdom of heaven more than any other thing that we've got. Seek ye first, the Bible says, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. The kingdom of heaven is free. Not cheap. It costs God his son, but it's free to you. All you have to do this morning is come saying, Lord, I want to for you to forgive my sins, and I want you to come into my heart, and I surrender my life to you. Preacher, is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. I'm going there, and I want you to go there too. God wants you to go there. Won't it be nice? Won't it be nice when you're there and you see all the loved ones that you've known through the years that are saved there? I believe we'll know each other. I don't think we'll have any more love for someone like, you know, there than anybody else, but I think we'll know each other. Would you come this morning? Give your life to Jesus Christ. If you've never given your life to Christ, give your life to Jesus Christ this morning. If you've already given your life to Jesus Christ, then would you just, if you want to come down, fine. If you just want to stand there, just say, Lord, I want to commit myself afresh and anew to the gospel, to you. And Lord, I want to pray for revival, and I want revival to come into my heart more than any other thing so that I can be happy in Jesus. And maybe this morning you're looking for a church home, and you know this is the place God's led you. Why don't you just come and say, I want to join in with this fellowship. Whatever that decision may be, would you come? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for heaven. We thank you that you made a way that we can go there through your Son, Jesus Christ. He's the only way. And Lord, if there's someone here searching for the kingdom of heaven this morning, and through the gospel this morning they've heard, may they come willing to sell out for you and enter that kingdom. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Would you stand and would you sing?